Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to today, and Bill has provided us with some nourishment to start off the day with the bundt cake.
Bundt cake.
Sip, you already dug into the cake. How's it taste so far? Oh,
Steve,
there you go. Sorry.
All right, we're on now. Get the plane going, Jake.
Plane is off the ground. I said, how's the cake tasting?
Exquisite. It's really good.
You said it looks delightful. It's a very good looking cake.
Very aggressive. I've been told that. Yeah, very aggressive hold of the fork. I've never seen it held quite like that.
I've been told that many times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you do that?
I don't know why. That's how I hold a fork. I've always held it that way. I've been told that many times. Yeah. I don't know why. It's very aggressive.
It's just aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the cake. It's really good. And happy birthday.
It was
I did wish you a happy birthday.
I think you did.
I absolutely did. You responded. I did not wish Jake a happy birthday. I've not seen Scotland yet.
No.
The best part was when Scotland was born. Can I go up today to see her? And I'm like, you're not going today.
Hey, Jake, yeah. I'll get to her before she's won. I guarantee it.
I have to bring her to you probably.
Scott will have to come to you. Yes.
Graduation.
So 18 years, we might have a chance to see her there. That's great. That's wonderful.
Is that a new helmet in front of Bill?
Look at the helmet in front of Bill right now.
That's what Bill wore at Westland.
Try it on, Steve.
Give it a shot. Put it on.
I deserve this.
Put it on.
Other way. There you go.
Let's see what this looks like. Just do the whole show.
It's like you playing for the Colts.
Yep, like Roman Gabriel. God, yes. R.I.P.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Please do the whole show with that on. it makes me smile. I won't give you the stink eye for that one.
Can you imagine grabbing those on the way out? On the way out to the field. No concussions here.
Yeah. Nope. No. Feels good.
Very safe helmet.
How's it going?
It just looks good.
Where'd it come from?
I have no idea. That was not there when this show ended yesterday.
Nope.
Isn't that something?
And I walked in this morning and it was there. So I have no idea where that came
from. All right,
I'm glad it's here, though. I'm glad it's here. Before we get to the roll call, you want to get some idle chit-chat?
Yeah.
What do you got?
We got
cake.
Yeah, we got cake.
Sip has started off his day with cake and pizza here at the station. We had leftover pizza from a meeting last night.
No, I haven't had a slice yet. I mean, I had two pieces of birthday cake last night, so I'm in a bad eating pattern right now.
No,
it's Margaret a does not let. Pattern. I don't know if Bill. I think Bill might be like this too. If there's extra food, it's got to be taken care of. So I was forced to eat an extra piece of cake yesterday. Two big ones. Yeah, I was forced. Literally forced. So I'm in kind of a bad way. And then I just ate another piece of cake. So I'm going to cool it from here on out.
So last thing, The last three things you've had is three pieces of cake.
pretty
two
big
last
pieces.
Night and one this morning to start things off.
Yeah, three pretty big pieces of cake. Yeah. A lot of cake, which doesn't... Yeah. I don't think it's the worst thing for
it. No. No, there's worse things than cake.
Yeah. You know. I don't know if I'm going to do the pizza. That's the thing. Yeah.
Well, it's there for you, though.
Thanks,
in case
Jake.
You do.
Thank you.
You always say that you come here starving in the morning.
Really
today,
hungry.
Today, if you walk away
really
starving,
hungry.
That's your own
fault. It's on you.
That's on you today.
Really hungry. Thought about a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's, and I just had to fight it off because I had those two big pieces of cake. I thought two big pieces of cake at night and then a breakfast sandwich. Don't do it.
Plus more cake and pizza now.
Yeah, now we're
You are set to end the week.
Yeah. What's the weather supposed to be like today?
I thought perfect.
Is it?
I didn't see any rain the next 10 days
as
of last night.
Nobody who follows the weather at least than me. I have no idea what's going on.
You don't ever call up like Lincoln? Just type in Lincoln weather in your Google?
I don't even look at it.
I do that.
Yeah. I don't check weather very often.
Aren't you weather conscious?
No, I'm excited about rain. You know how excited I am about the rain situation, but no. And Jake told us we've had more rain in the last 3 days than we had in the last 4 months.
It's really green out there. You noticed that.
Yards look incredible.
You don't even have to try.
No, exactly. Right now, if your yard doesn't look good, it's like you're a clown. You really are.
The status
just means you're not mowing. I mean, there's people. Don't give me the stink eye.
No stink eye.
The one thing you'll notice, a lot of people aren't mowing, and that it can get unwieldy fast.
I've seen some yards that are out of control.
Yeah. I went by a couple the other day, walking sugar, and it's like, whoa, come on, guys, what are we doing here?
I almost wanted to go fire up the mower for them. Just go do it.
It's not like it's kind of long. It's like this is going to be really bad. You're going to have to double mow this, double bag it. You're in a bad way.
Yeah, it's going to be
just
a pain.
Just hire someone.
Yeah, you're in a bad way.
For that first one, you might hire somebody. Yeah. I saw the stat with yesterday's rain. Lincoln has now gotten 2.9 inches of rain the last 8 days. Prior to that, it received 3.1 inches the previous 114 days.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, now that's...
How about that?
That's why everything's so green.
That's why the drought's over.
The drought is done.
Yeah.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, and probably Nebraska in general.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing if you really pay attention to how plush everything got quickly. It's plush.
Golf courses look exceptional right now.
I bet they do. It's plush.
Plush.
Everything. Yes. The hills outside Manoa, I was just like, whoa. Plush. I mean, it seemingly went from... like sort of stark, winter-like to plush in a matter of days, like a few days. There's idle chit-chat.
It's good.
Don't ask anybody in line at the store how their weekend was, apparently. I've never gotten over this.
I'm out walking sugar yesterday. Okay. I'm walking by, so I look at this truck. I'm like, Newton's Lawn Care. Guess who popped out of the truck?
No way.
Andrew.
No way.
Yeah. So we sat and talked. He had a chance to talk.
This was in your neighborhood?
Right in the neighborhood. I was walking Sugar. So he had a chance to hang out with Sugar a little bit. He was in between jobs, so he was going crazy.
He pet her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Then Sugar just kind of laid down for a while. Sugar really likes to lay grass. Down. Really loves just to lay in nice grass. It's really...
Does she chew on it?
Not too much. Not too bad with that. Also, yesterday was a great day for walking because the temperature was low. Once the temperature gets up, Sugar shuts down. She's a polar bear.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When it's hot out, Sugar wants nothing to do with it.
That's probably a dog trait. Well, it's not like that, but I don't know. Yeah. All dogs are a little different.
Yeah. Well, nothing to do with it. So I'm going to have to walk her like at 9:30 at night or like 4 in the morning.
She just lays down.
Yeah, just lays down. I can't take it. Yeah.
Anchor up.
You can do it, Sugar. You can
anchor
do it.
Anchor up. I mean, you got to be... good about it. What about you? Do you got any idle chit chat over there?
I was thinking about this. The Kentucky Derby's this weekend.
It is.
I don't know the last time I've watched the Kentucky
Derby.
Do it. There is 1 year. So they have all this build up for it. And a couple years ago, I went to the bathroom and I missed it. It was like, it's a 2 minute race, right? 90 seconds, 2 minute race. I went to the bathroom and I missed the entire race.
That's what happens.
Because I watched like a half hour.
Do this. Just do this for me. Well, you don't have to. I'm not telling you to do anything. I hate it when people do that. But if you think about it, I have told you this before, the two things that are most riveting to me, one still available to you in sports, and that's the Kentucky Derby. The other one's really not, and that's a heavyweight championship fight. The buildup and the time right before the first round of a heavyweight championship fight, there's hardly anything more exciting than that in the world. And as the horses go to the post in the Derby,
you love that,
and get situated in the gate, and then the gate pops open.
They're off.
Yeah, There's. I just got the chills. Yeah. I just got the chills.
From that call?
Just from that.
It gives me the chills every time. Probably one of the most important things in my life. I've been to the Derby.
See, that's awesome. That's cool.
It's fabulous.
Did you wear a hat?
What's that?
Special hat?
That's for the women, I think.
Well, what did you wear a suit?
I think Schaefer wore a hat. The guys do not wear hats.
Didn't Schaefer go wear a hat one time?
No.
I think Schaefer wore some sort of hat.
I'm not going to be hard on you. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
Maybe.
There's not guys walking around in Derby hats. No, there's not.
Did you wear a three-piece suit?
I did not. It was dressed nice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
you want to dress nice. You really want to.
Were you in the grandstand or the
in the grandstand. We were right at the start.
Ooh.
And so it was incredible.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so you get to see them come, or you get to see them start. Then we're right on the turn as they're coming into the home stretch.
That's unbelievable.
And when you hear that sound, it's incredible. If you're in the infield, you don't even see it. You're only watching it on TV. You can't see anything.
No, you can't.
There's a tunnel that goes down into it. There's like 200,000 people in there, and they're just hammered.
Hammered.
Absolutely. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, it's like the 12th race of the day. So there's races going all day.
Right.
So you're always, but it's the event is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Be there. I've never been there.
If someone were to wear like sweatpants, do they get kicked out?
They wouldn't probably get kicked out, but they'd be frowned upon heavily.
It's like, look at this.
Everyone is here. You respect the
Derby, son.
If there's one, talk about a who's who. The Derby is a who's who. It is a big deal.
What's the capacity? How much can it hold? Like a couple thousand? Is it like how?
Couple thousand?
He just said 200,000.
Oh, sorry.
It's just in the infield.
Sorry, Mr.
There's like 500,000 people.
I didn't know.
A couple thousand.
You need to watch. Just
500,000 people.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is that kind of attendance?
Watch the horses being led to the gate. Watch them. Now there'll be horses bumping around in the gate. It's super cool.
And they go to get in. Yeah, it's a big deal.
They're bumping around.
And they'll kind of one will get a little bit owly.
One might, Jake, one might rear up. And it's cool. And you'll hear like the handlers yelling.
When the last horse goes in, Sip knows you worked it.
Mm-hmm.
You're off. When the last horse is in, boom, they're out.
Yeah, there's a gate man and he swings the gates open. And when those gates swing open, it is one of the most exhilarating feelings a sports fan can ever try to watch.
And everyone's trying to get to the rail, and they're like, "I don't know what it is. Was there 19?
I don't know how many.
But when you watch that, when you watch the show, they go through each horse and they talk about its journey and how it got there. Mind that bird is incredible. I mean, there's just a bunch of ones.
You can do that if you want. That's a lot for Jake. I mean, I just don't see you sitting down for an hour.
No, I'll probably catch it for the first 15 minutes leading up to the race.
Okay, that's good.
That?
Yeah, that's good.
You've missed all the storylines.
That's okay. Yeah, I can live without the storylines.
No, and I can too, Jen.
I'm here to watch the race.
I like it when they're in the paddock, though. And they go to the paddock and they saddle them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see the horses in the paddock being saddled. Then a man will say, "Riders up." And I think maybe they have a celebrity do that.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
usually a celebrity.
Yeah, riders up.
How about when the bugle comes out?
Dun, 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 yeah,
dun, now dun, that's dun, cool. Dun,
yeah,
I mean everyone just chills again. I got chills. I chilled myself.
You gave me the chills when you did the gate thing. I mean, then they'll lead the horses to the gate, and that's pretty cool. If you want to watch all that, I'd get a half hour.
You're going to get a half hour, at least a half hour.
I intend to watch the Derby this weekend for the first time in a long time.
Maybe there'll be a horse named Scotland.
Could be.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out.
Just try a half hour before. Okay?
Okay.
Try a half hour
before. I will report back on the Derby watching this weekend.
I hope you do it. I really do intend
to watch the Derby.
As a sports...
It's about 5 o'clock, right? What time is it at? Yeah. We'll get the time figured out.
Guess what I went with.
Who?
Eric Getzfred, who should be in the Hall of Fame. That's who I went with.
Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, he lives in Louisville.
That's a good connection to have.
Yeah, he's been like 30 times. He's been like 30 times.
I'm sure he has.
Really?
The big thing, if you go also, which is today.
Mm.
So today is Louisville Day. Mm-hmm. It's the Oaks.
Yes.
It's called the Oaks.
Kentucky Oaks.
And that is
2-year-old.
And that is where all the... That's when the locals show up. A lot of time the locals kind of push back on the Derby because it's become too commercialized. But you don't... If you're from Louisville, you don't miss going today.
2-year-olds.
You don't miss
going. The Kentucky Oaks is 2-year-olds. The best 2-year-olds.
And it's...
The Derby's the best 3-year-olds.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
Male and female.
Jake, how many repeat winners have there been at the Kentucky Derby?
No, zero.
Good job.
Why?
It's just three-year-olds.
Yeah, because they're three-year-olds.
He didn't know. They shouldn't answer for him. He didn't know. He didn't know
but
the answer.
I knew there was zero, though, yeah, and I know why. Zero.
Yeah, you only get a
repeat winners.
Yeah. Oh, I love that horse. He won it last year, didn't he?
No, he sure did because he was three last year. Now he's four.
All three-year-olds.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring.
God, Bill, you know a lot about horse racing, which is impressive to me.
Well, impressive? He's been to the Derby before.
I know.
So
have.
If you watch his horse racing in Grand Island.
You remember the documentary they had of ESPN, the top 50 athletes?
Yes.
Which I've watched 100 times.
I haven't
never
watched
seen
it.
That. It's incredible. So it came out. This is like back in the 90s, just came out, the top athletes. And I think it was 37 is Secretariat.
Is that right?
And that's why I got so into Secretariat that I took a pilgrimage.
Oh, okay.
I flew to Louisville, and we went to Lexington.
Yes.
To Claiborne Farms.
Yeah.
Where he got put to stud.
Right.
And I talked to people who took care of Secretariat. It was incredible.
Wow, that is incredible.
That's cool.
Put to stud. You don't understand that, right?
Yeah.
Help me out.
Yeah. That takes me back a little bit. So he becomes the fertilizer.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, then there's horses bred by the great secretary.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There's people pay literally millions of dollars.
Okay. Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
To get bred.
You had to bring that to the people. Thank you.
It's very normal talk.
But if you ever get a chance, watch the Secretariat special. It's just incredible. When he talks about when he wins the Belmont, it is just one of the most remarkable. And they talk with people in their stands, and some of the riders are like going, "What are you doing? You're an idiot! You're going to kill the horse. He's going to die." He took off. Or the Belmont is so the interesting thing about the Triple Crown is all the races are different lengths,
right?
And so so
Belmont's a mile and a half.
So to win it is really hard. It's like being, hey, you're 100 meter. Can you also win the 400?
Right.
Not usually.
No.
They're not built that way.
No.
So to win the Triple Crown, you have to be so elite to do that.
Right.
Well, he takes off in the Belmont, and he wins the last race, and he wins it by 30-something lengths.
That's amazing.
It would be like winning the 100 meters by 80 meters. And he ran out of control the entire race. He just took off. Secretariat.
The jockey knows. Jockey knows how much horse he has.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah.
It could be a female jockey. In this case, it was a male.
And who was that?
It was Turcotte.
Look at Bill.
That was the second.
Expert.
What's his first name?
I can't remember.
Don't worry about it.
Got the last name. It's
Turcotte.
Got that. Fine.
He talks about in the Belmont how he goes at one point in time, he said he just let the horse run. Mm-hmm. And he said they have a picture of him looking back. He said he was in disbelief because he was up by, imagine coming around the corner
mm-hmm.
of the last turn
mm-hmm.
and there's no one else in the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Who's there? There's no one there.
That would freak you out.
That would freak me out.
In the Belmont, third race. That's the third leg of the Triple Crown. You'll be watching the first leg.
I will
first
be watching, leg. Yes. Then the Preakness.
Get 30 minutes out.
Then the Belmont.
Secretary.
I'm going to watch it. I'm watching the Derby.
The fastest Derby ever. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Secretariat was also known because what was the big thing about Secretariat? That this was popular. Secretariat's popularity was so insane. It was during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And this is what brought the country together.
Secretariat.
Everyone was on board with Secretariat.
Beautiful. The great Secretariat.
Well, I know this is late, but we got to do a roll call here, too.
Oh, it is
no way.
Oh, yeah. It's a Friday.
Okay, swim.
402. Oh, no. And this is actual time. It's not a Thursday. Friday. 402-464-5689. No, it's trying to get 5685. 402-464-5685. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and Bill, anything else you'd like.
Your favorite horse. Your favorite horse. I want to know, is it Man o' War? Is it Seabiscuit? Is it Mind That Bird?
Mine.
How about Aladar?
Yeah, Aladar.
Aladar.
Yeah, I'm going with American Pharoah for me.
There you go.
Remember that one?
That's a great
2015
one.
2015 Triple Crown, I believe.
I don't know that.
I don't know that for sure. I should know that too.
Wrong information. It might be.
I think so.
Anyway, we need to know your favorite horse.
They won at least two races.
Your favorite horse.
Okay. To the roll call here. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiard, just south of 48th and Holdridge, by the way. Great place to go today for food and fun. All right. Joe and Boulders with us. Dennis is driving Lyft, age 67 this morning.
Nice. He's driving Lyft?
Driving Lyft. Officer McLeod in Columbus is with us.
I don't think I ever ran across him.
He's got the whole crew up. He's only 34. That's
okay,
why.
That's why. Yeah.
Got the crew of Kyler, Josie, Cooper, Presley, and Knox and all with him. His old kids.
Nice.
What now? Say that again.
He's got his five kids with him. Kyler, age 8. Josie, age 7. Cooper,
Outlaw,
age 6. Presley, age 4, and Noxon, age 2, all riding with Officer McCloud.
Wow. Lewis. All right. Good job, nice. Guys.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Jethro McCook says Mr. Ed, favorite horse.
Okay. All right. Not as fast, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's a runner.
I don't think he's a runner, but it's okay.
Jason Ravenna, Silver Charm, favorite horse.
There you go.
Silver Charm.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Sean in Omaha, age 54, Seattle Slough.
Oh, yeah. Slough. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I'm going to say 70s on that one. 76.
Late 70s, was it? The Slough?
We got Tom in Bettendorf, Iowa. Jay in Winter Park, Florida with us. We got Wet Blanket here. We've got Paul in Dodge City. Sean in Eagle says Honor Marie.
Just make them up.
That's
the name. That's okay.
Seabiscuit from Chet.
The Biscuit.
In Nebraska City there. Yeah, Seabiscuit. There we go. We've got Man of War from Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas. Yes.
There's also his War Admiral, right? Right, Steve? There's a War Admiral,
I think,
also.
So, Bill.
Yes. Thanks, Steve.
Secretariat from somebody. Big Bird in Columbus says Silver, favorite horse.
I don't think you can say Bird on that.
I know.
One.
I said Big Bird.
Yeah. No, but Bill, I'm waiting for...
No, he can't.
No. I wish he could, but... Seattle Slough.
Late in the 70s. Wouldn't it be? 78, 79?
10th winner of the Triple Crown, 1977.
77. Seven. Yeah.
We have a lot of people saying that their favorite horse is Mr. Ed.
That's fine.
It's all right.
A horse, of course. Except for Mr. Ed.
That was from Lou, 79 years old in Orlando, by the way. 79.
What about a Wilbur?
I haven't seen a Wilbur yet.
Wilbur.
It's beautiful. Aaron in Crete. Big fun with us. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma. Steve-O. We got Chad in Ponder, Texas. No favorite horse at all.
That's fine.
It's fine.
But he wants to go to the Derby, though.
Anybody from Louisville?
Anybody in Kentucky? Louisville. Yeah, are you out there this morning? Are you going to the Derby?
Anybody going to the work Derby? At Churchill Downs? Do we have any breakers that actually work at the Churchill Downs?
Tim in Dallas. Seattle Slough. Sanderson says Seattle Slough is favorite horse there. Buttercup from Joe in West Point, his favorite horse. Are these all these made-up names at this point? These real. Smarty Jones. Is that a horse?
That's a horse.
We got two Smarty Jones back-to-back people on the text line.
That's a horse.
Justin in Seward. Red Rum.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Never heard of them. Okay. That's their own favorite, sir.
Yeah, they like the names, though.
That's the one that's out back right now.
And Jordan and Wilbur says, Bill, you're looking for a Wilbur.
Wilbur.
That's good.
Thank you.
I owned a racehorse, Born to be Rich. It was called, and it ran one race and died. It was a horrible thing.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It died in its stall.
And we'll end on this one. This will make you happy, Sip. From The Hammer. The Hammer in Walton says, favorite horse is, same as yours, Dylan Royola. The big horse.
The big horse. Nice.
I thought you might go with Derrick Henry. No, that's your favorite big horse. LeGarrette Blount, you liked him as the big horse?
I did. Good job. You hit
your
some names.
Big horses you had.
Good job. Yeah, yeah. LeGarrette Blount had a moment in time when he was really good, right? He got loose one day.
He did. Yeah. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got loose.
That's the one you tweeted out. Sip had two tweets. It was Patriots-Eagles, the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And Sip had two tweets. It was this. It was one that says, loose horse.
Yeah.
The next one said, horse got loose. And that's all he tweeted from the Super Bowl.
That was it.
He got loose, though. Yeah. You remember?
Loose horse.
He was loose.
Horse got loose. Two separate tweets. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. 2016.
I'm going to start tweeting this year.
You should. You got to learn how. Josh can help you how. That is the roll call sponsored
Josh
by
is going to be leaving.
Madison Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48.
Sarah.
And Holders. Go see Sarah. Go get a nice burger at EJ's Bar and Lounge.
Burger.
Bowl. Play pool. Darts. Karaoke. It's the place to be.
It's like a festival in there.
Yeah, that's not horse meat.
No, when you walk in there.
No, it's not. It's good.
Incredibly.
It's good hamburger.
Incredibly inappropriate, yeah.
No, that's that was not Bill. That was not Jake. That was me.
Yeah, that's typical there.
Yeah.
Okay, some news from Nebraska basketball yesterday.
Hold on.
Rink Mast will be back next year, but he will not be playing basketball. Going to have a medical red shirt to do a knee procedure, which hurt him all year, basically. It sounded like it was an all-year injury for Rink Mast, but he will not be going pro. He will be coming back, but will not be playing basketball for the Huskers next year. That was, again, the last one you're waiting for in terms of who's coming back, who's not. That's unfortunate for a team that really could use him as a third team All Big Ten player this past season. 12.3 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game last year.
Who can we reach out to on this, Steve? I'm assuming Robin or someone would know that he's probably, whatever the procedure is, there's probably a procedure that's already been done. I would imagine that I can't imagine there has to have, something has to be done. I'm thinking it's just time.
I'm looking, I'm reading this is that he needs surgery.
Gotcha. So it hasn't been done yet. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it would wait that long, but who knows what the, obviously it's not an ACL situation. That surgery would have happened immediately.
No, let's see what this says. Mast said in a statement, he spoke to multiple doctors in recent weeks to come up with a plan to keep his knee healthy during his basketball career and in life. He did undergo a minor procedure on his left knee and missed 2 non-conference games. That's what Jake was referring to.
That was in early January, I believe.
K-State game he missed? Or he played it right after that?
It was after the K-State game. Yeah, he played that game and he had the procedure.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the effects of the surgery lingered throughout the rest of the season, but he played nearly 70% of Nebraska's minutes, but took a conservative workload in practice. Now, I don't think he's had a second surgery yet.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So that's
It's concerning. It's concerning. Big man
in
knee
what
injury.
Way?
Just big man knee injury.
Oh, yeah.
When it's something simpler, it's like, hey, we just have to be able to do this to it, this to it. In ACL, not that complicated. This is probably, you hate to judge on that, but there's more to it than just an ACL.
Apparently. He's missing a whole year. Yeah. I mean, now this puts more importance on Andrew Morgan, who's the incoming. He's the incoming transfer who's most like Rink. He doesn't shoot the ball from 3-point land as well as Rink, but he's probably better around the basket. And then you'd also include Braxton Mia in that conversation too. Although Braxton Mia is nothing like Rink, they're opposites. Mia is a dunker, leaves the floor quickly, 7'1". Doesn't shoot at all. I don't think he shoots outside 5 feet.
I don't think he does at all.
Honestly, I don't think he does.
I haven't seen any film of him shooting anything besides outside the lane at all.
Morgan is sort of like him. Just, again, just doesn't shoot it as well. I don't know. They have shooters, though. I would just wonder if I could get Fred in a one-on-one setting with brutal honesty. My guess is he would say he knew this was coming.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My guess. That's a guess.
Probably knew it was coming for probably months.
Maybe months or
probably
weeks.
Months, I think. Yeah. It's like, hey, this is. They did an incredible job at Nebraska with research, where to go to. They went to the best people there was available in the country, figure out what they had to be able to do, and they came up with a great plan.
Here's the plan.
Where they're going to miss
We have
him.
The plan.
They're going to miss him on the floor. They think they're going to miss him more as far as the culture.
Probably.
Just because he would have been someone to help pass along. The culture of how things work in Nebraska when they had great success. There's still people there, but you want more than a couple.
He'll be around, though.
That's different. I'm just telling you, it's not the same.
I got you.
You don't an injury. You it's positive, but you just don't lead the same way. It's just not the same.
You're around.
When you show how you practice, I'll show you how you practice. Watch me. Right. This is how we do it.
Yep, right.
This is how we act on the road. This is all the things that go on.
Yeah, the big Dutch man, 6'10", will not be playing. He will be, this is what Fred said. I agree with you, by the way, but Fred said, although he will not be on the court, Rink will have a different role, one where he can take advantage of experience and leadership skills. So he'll be around. I don't know. Now the question is, do they go try to get one more player? And I get mixed information on that. It looks to me like they'll try to get a power forward, a backboard breaker.
Well, I think what the good news about Rink in terms of, you know, he got him from Bradley. Missouri Valley Conference School. And he performed well in the Big Ten. There was a couple of times he was obviously mismatched. It wasn't a great matchup for Rink. But I used to go back to that Ohio State game when he made all those threes here in Lincoln. At 34 points that game? He was unstoppable. They had no answers for Rink Mass. That's what he provides. He's a guy that at times was very, very potent for the Huskers and tough for teams to stop. That's why he's an all Big Ten third team player.
Yeah, A&M gave him a lot of respect. A&M made it the focal point of their defensive game plan to take him away. And they did a good job. They did a good job. I mean, what they did a good job of is Rink didn't kill him with his passing. That's the risk. If you're going to double him every time, well, he's pretty good at finding the open man. But A&M just did a really good job,
The last 2 years, I mean, Nebraska, again, 2 years ago was only 500, but Derek Walker, also a great passing big. So the last 2 years, you've had your two big guys were wonderful passers.
Yeah, they ran a lot of the offense through Rink, high post, ran it right through it.
Happened with Derek Walker, too.
Same exact thing.
He was the point guard sometimes.
Yeah, he was.
Center.
Yeah, they're pretty similar in that regard. So there you go. No more Rink. He'll be back in 2025, 26.
No guarantee he plays on that team, and he could go pro after this year, but that'd be nice to have him back.
Where would he go pro?
Overseas.
Overseas.
Somewhere.
Sip's been on that, yeah. Everybody's going overseas. Just, you know it is. Overseas. Oh, yeah.
It could be anywhere.
Tanzania. Got a league.
Hey, by the way.
This is Shanghai.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, I saw that there was a good response from the favorite horse. I didn't see this earlier.
Yes.
Because I went to YouTube. I forgot the YouTube chatters. I'm sorry, guys.
Jeez, yeah. Jake.
Scott Inglesby. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Inglesby, our friend Inglesby.
From
the National Guard.
From the National Guard.
He says, favorite horse is a horse with no name from America.
That's a great response.
How about that?
That's a great response.
Been to the desert? Been to the desert?
It's a song you love a lyric in, isn't it?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott.
No, that's not the one.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the word
been
things?
Yes, through the desert on a horse with
plants
no name.
And birds and rocks and things.
You're right.
That's the same song.
Yeah, you're right.
Bothers you.
It's a great song.
Great
Except
song.
For one line. One plants and birds and rocks and they went with things.
Things. It's a great song. Inglesby, get back to work. Moose just texted me. He was screwing around. Moose is upset.
Is Moose working today?
Well, he's overseeing the entire National Guard. Now, all of a sudden, now that you're texting in during work time, he's got to answer something. All of a sudden,
he's fine. It's Friday.
The generals are going to be asking Moose questions all of a sudden on Friday. What's going on up there?
Good YouTube chat from Jeremiah in South Carolina, longtime listener.
He says,
great week for the three-legged stool. He says, I love that Sip will accuse you, Jake, of playing a song from over 5 years ago, but then you have no recollection from a song one week prior to that.
Then I went back and listened to it. You talked about the song. You talked about the mandolin.
Did we?
1 week later, we play the song. You're like, man, Jake, you nailed it.
Hold on.
That was incredible.
I'm going to defend myself. I thought maybe he played a Rod Stewart song other than Maggie May, but then we ended up talking about Maggie May.
It doesn't really matter. If they play the song 1 week earlier than they play it 6 days later, whatever it is. It wasn't even a week. It wasn't a full week. We played it, but it wasn't a full week.
I was
Maggie May.
I was. I expressed.
The best part was you look and you're like, Jake, you nailed it. But, you just heard it.
That's a nine.
You just heard it 6 days earlier.
I hope I gave it a similar score. I think I did.
Nine.
It must be mid-nine.
If not, it'd be a direct shot at Heyman. If you gave it a 4 for Heyman and a 9.2 for Jake.
There's no way I gave it a 4.
What would that mean?
I'm sure I was in the 9s in both cases. Probably mid-9s.
Wake up, Maggie. Oh,
by the way, YouTube, Jason Pender this morning.
Oh, Pender. Pendragons.
David in Bellevue. We got Bolt with us. Seth in Cozad. Gary in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, we got a Lexington.
So not Louisville, but Lexington. Not Louisville,
has he ever been to Claiborne Farms? That's in Lexington.
Why don't we just go with this? If there's anybody from Claiborne Farms listening, let us know.
Please, let us know.
Or Churchill Downs.
Because the thing...
Don't we have any breakers at those places?
I would sure think so. Come on, breakers.
Bradley in Colorado Springs this morning also. And we've got Timmy in Westo.
Timmy.
Westo Street.
Is anybody from Louisville? Is it presumptuous to think we have someone in Louisville?
No, it's not presumptuous.
Okay.
We had two
if you're
people,
out there,
we had two people
in
Chattanooga. How do you not have somebody in Louisville?
Mark is in Valentine.
It's really weird. We have two people in Chattanooga.
Is there anybody out there in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky? Please text in. We got to know.
Yeah.
Lexington is represented, but we need Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
That was a good roll call.
Well, we got the rink mass also there, too.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the rink.
We did. We did. So
we got to the news, and you're going to watch a half hour lead up to
the
Derby.
I'm watching the Derby and some lead up to it on Saturday.
Don't tell me the winner. Don't say much about it, because I'm not watching it until Sunday.
You're not going to watch?
Not till Sunday.
So my favorite view is they'll show like a drone view of it from up top. Oh, and you'll see the weaving and the stuff that goes on. You don't see what's going on when you're just watching
you'll
it.
You'll get a sense of what the jockey has to see.
You don't see what's going on.
The cool... I sometimes wish it was raining. Jake would be enthralled by... Jockeys will wear multiple goggles. And as the mud slaps up on one, they'll whip them down.
That's cool.
Then another one. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Boom.
I want to see that in action.
Yeah.
Real time.
When Secretariat ran the fastest ever, he broke dead last. But he went from last to first. And he did it. He did it in the turn. In the first... He overtook it like that.
He go to the whip in the turn?
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Watch when they go to the whip.
Turcotte.
Okay. Turcotte.
Chick, you're going to be...
I'm watching. You're going to like watch the Derby tomorrow. When we come back, aging gracefully with Sip.
Oh, I got one.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.